Hi everyone, it's Wednesday 13th of March 2019, Melbourne, Australia. It's 3:25 p.m. I'm recording this podcast after a while. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, but I'm just going to gather my thoughts now. I've been working from home. Last couple of days, we just had a long weekend in Melbourne. We had Labor Day on Monday. Also, I was, I am still suffering from an illness, still recovering. I don't think I'm actually at the recovery stage, but still just pushing myself to do my normal day-to-day activities, including looking after my child, daycare, cooking, and also trying to maintain a full day of working hours that I need to do. I guess what I want to talk about is how long does it take for something that's been affected by a disease or by a negative thought, or by something destructive, how long does it take for that thing to go back to its normal state? And how does it know that it's reached the normal state? What happens during that process? Let's put it in simple terms. If something is affected by a negative, destructive force, for example, like an illness, everything in the status of that thing, of its being, is affected. Not in a positive way. It's never in a positive way. It's always affected in a negative way because you go from your normal state to something that is out of balance. And when something is out of balance, it's hard to get a grasp of the status of it. You can't name it. You can't say what it looks like. You can't describe it, but you can say, I don't feel, this is not me. I don't feel balanced. There is something wrong. These are the terms that we usually use. There's something wrong. It takes so much energy, not just physical energy, but there's so much emotional energy that we spend throughout that illness, throughout that negativity, to go back to the normal. And everyone's normal, of course, is different, and it varies by individuals. It just brings me to this point that how long does it take for us to get back to our normal status? And how many times during our lives we actually go through that process of getting out of balance, sliding off, and then getting ourselves back to the balance again? How many times does that happen in our lives? How much energy do we spend in our lives to adjust, to make that adjustment, to find the normal again, to go back to our normal, to feel at home, to be happy? How many times do we do that in, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of our lives? I'm mid-30s now. I feel like most of my life I have been doing that. And I feel tired. I actually feel tired of making that happening all the time, bringing myself to, it's like a car that is going in a lane and I'm just drifting because I'm slipping away from the lane that I'm driving into, and I'm drifting because I've got no energy, or there's something wrong, there is wind from outside, and I'm just trying to bring myself back to the lane that I'm driving in. How many times do we do that? How many times we go through that? How much energy do we spend in doing that in our lives? Is that normal? Is that normal for everyone to feel that and to go through that? I guess everyone has a breaking point that they get to a point that they're just so tired of making the adjustments and making everything go back to the normal and find this balance that they just get tired of it. They're just over it. And that's the breaking point for them. They either have anxiety, they either have depression, they either have social issues. They just go back to their corner. They just go back to the room. They just go back to their box where they feel most comfortable. And I've been thinking about it in the last few days because I'm sick and I feel sick. I don't feel normal. If I'm not normal, the world around me, are going to see that. Not that I'm afraid of the world, but it means the world around me is not going to react as the normal that I would like to see. I use the word normal a lot. The normal in my mind is that balance. That's what I mean. So I've been hiding in my room. I've been hiding in my house, recovering in brackets, but the truth is I've been hiding to spend a bit of energy on myself, finding my balance, get my energy back, and then be able to face the world again. Many years ago, I had severe depression for about a year and a half, for about 2 years, and at some point, after having lots of medication, lots of therapy, lots of consultations with various people, at some point, my breaking point was, this is not me. I don't want to be this person who is on medication. I don't want to go to therapy anymore. I'm just tired of all this. I'm going to make this stop right now. Unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. It took a while before, it took a while after that I said that to myself for me to feel that I've got my balance again and I feel normal again. But that was my breaking point when I was tired of everything and I wanted to change something. I guess I'm rambling today. I'm not sure if I even will publish this one. I'm just talking out loud. I feel tired. I'm waiting for my breaking point to show up. I don't have enough energy to do anything. I feel like I'm not very productive at the moment. I feel like I'm doing everything out of habit. Just desperately finding and looking, trying to find that breaking point, for me to go back to normal.